done, Soraya?
Ever since Mum retired, she gathers with her old colleagues once a month. And I think Manuchehr's gone to the factory. And I've got a doctor's appointment, so I took some time off work. Have your tea, darling.
Thank you very much. Doctor for what?
I don't know why, but my thyroid's been acting up again.
I know a really good specialist. You want me to refer you to him?
No, the doctor I go to is really good. You haven't been around for a while.
I heard my father's stepsister had come here.
Where did you hear that?
Bezard.
What to do with that Bezard? He told us not to tell anyone, then he says it himself. Of course, you're not a stranger.
What kind of person is she?
Well, what can I say? For a first impression, she didn't look too bad.
Do you have an address or a phone number for her?
What do you want it for?
I want to see her. Is that a problem?
No. Whatever she is, she's your aunt as well. Of course, she'll still be very upset with her brothers.
Did she give a reason why?
Yes. She said they stole her inheritance.
Bazard's accusations weren't enough. Now this aunt has been added to it.
I truly hope that what Bazard's saying isn't true, Bahar. Otherwise...
Otherwise what? We'd have to pay for it.
What can I say, Bahar? Have your tea. It's getting cold. Should I bring you a new one, Bahar?
No, thank you.
Hello,
Mr. Firuzanfar.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How
hello.
Are you?
Hello. What's going on here?
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Haven't you already sent these? Were they returned again?
Seems they didn't show it to the factory boss before final print, so they've sent them back again.
Who was in charge of handling this project?
It was my responsibility, Mr. Firuzanfar.
Ma'am, why don't you do your job properly?
When I spoke with the public relations manager, he told me to handle the project however we saw fit. Now that it's prepared, he says we had to show it to the general manager beforehand.
These are all excuses, Mr. Firuzanfar. The problem is something else. He wants us to bribe
him. And I'm not going to bribe anyone. I've said it 1,000 times. I don't care about the client's excuses. What I'm saying is, why do we have to keep making so many mistakes? Why are we continuing to make so many mistakes? Ma'am, couldn't you, in the meeting with the client, couldn't you have gotten them to sign to get anything in writing from them so that they wouldn't go back on their word like this? Now, how many have been printed?
100,000.
100,000? Well, working like this is really something else. In the situation we're in, we've just lost 6-7 million Turmans. Miss Jafari, come over here.
Yes, Mr. Firuzanfar?
Get their public relations manager for me. I want to talk to
him. Sure.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Firuzanfar.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Do you have half an hour to come to our offices today?
Has something happened?
Actually, Mr. Nakar wanted to have a talk with you about the case.
It's just that a problem's come up for me here. Is it okay if I'm there in 2 hours?
Yes, that's fine.
Will you be there yourself?
Yes, I'll be there too.
Very well, I'll be there, ma'am.
You still haven't finished
No, I'm waiting for my request to be completed.
Very well.
No, okay.
You're so cute.
All right, absolutely. All right, sure. Okay.
Come in, come in.
He'll be here in 2 hours.
Very well. By the way, Mrs. Zarnia, there's something I think you should know about as well.
Tell me what it is.
I've decided to take Gazelle to Toronto for a few days to see her mother. I'm afraid that later on she'll blame me for not allowing her to see her mother. It seems the mother isn't doing well at all. She's at death's door.
In my opinion, you've made a very good decision, Mr. Nakar.
My mother said the same thing.
So when will you be going? When will you be back? Anyhow, if you're not here, then the firm...
I've told them to reserve tickets for us for this week. I'll be back the week after.
Have a good trip.
In my absence... You'll be responsible for running things at the firm.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm sure you can handle it.
Thank you for your confidence in me.
No problem. By the way, where did Dr. Davoodi's case get to? Did he finally agree to cooperate?
He signed the documents, but, well, he didn't agree to pay the costs. He's a really strange person. He won't pay for a taxi, but he gives me his personal car to use for transportation.
His own personal car?
Yes. It's interesting, right?
Well, you shouldn't have accepted it, ma'am.
Yes, I know. He really insisted. But I didn't want to upset him.
All you had to do was say no. It has nothing to do with upsetting him. A good attorney is one that, if the situation requires it, they have to say what they need to. And even if the situation doesn't require it, they still have to be able to say what they need to. And then, what if you go and have an accident with his car? Then instead of the doctor paying us attorney's fees, we'll have to pay him for the damages.
Okay, sure. Tomorrow, I'll give his car back.
That's the right thing to do.
Can I go now?
Go ahead.
Your pen.
You can go.
So what did you get out of it?
Nothing. Last night... Hello, sir. Until late at night...
Just get to the point.
So when have I ever lied to you?
Didn't you? Sometimes you didn't lie
at
all.
How are you?
Start talking.
Well, sir, he's really stuck. You see, the poor guy, he's young and he's ignorant.
Hello.
Well, he's got his pride and he can't just say that he made a mistake. He really wants to come and kiss your hand, but he doesn't have the nerve. And he hasn't left any room for himself to come back, has he? So, since you're so kind, should I tell him to come and kiss your hand?
You're just talking nonsense. What did he want with Fatima?
Sir, it's just that...
Why did he go after her?
Sir, it's just that...
Is he bringing her to court too?
Sir, what court? She's not even there. It's like she was never there. She's not. She's left for good. Praise God, sir. Praise God for having such a sister that's so content. Just like you, she's got a big heart.
Very well. Go get to your work and stop talking.
Sure, sir, sure. There you go. Hey, Kazem, open the door.
What do you mean
no,
you can't?
Sister,
let
no,
me go in
I
for
have a
minute.
Responsibility. I can't.
So call
I can't.
And say a miserable person
you should
has
have beforehand.
Come here from the other end of Tehran.
You should have called first.
I just
you
want to
have,
see him for 2 minutes.
Don't you understand, ma'am? Hello, sir. This lady is really stubborn. She keeps insisting she has to see you.
What does she want?
I don't know. She says she's Mr. Khorram's wife.
Kindly give this to the finance department.
Sure.
Mr. Farouzanfar?
Call security and tell Kassem I don't want anyone to know Sohail Khorram's wife is here.
Sure, right away.
I don't have a lot of time. Just get to the point, okay?
I'm the one at fault. Sohail isn't to blame at all.
We're not talking about 1 or 2 days, ma'am. It's way too late for saying you were wrong, you know?
But you don't even know why Sohail stood up to you.
It's because he'd gotten greedy. He wasn't satisfied with what he had.
Mr. Farouzanfar, don't rush to judgment. Problems bring more problems. My dear brother is an addict. The last time that he was smuggling drugs, he was given away. And from fear of the police, he got rid of all the drugs he had. And the dealer wouldn't let it go. He said either the money or his life. Poor Sohail didn't even know that my brother was involved with these things.
I see. So the story of his mother being sick and the operation costing a lot was a lot of lies. I don't want to hear any more.
But I promise you, I am telling you the truth, the absolute truth. A few days afterwards, some thugs came to where I work. They tore the entire place apart. Sohail had no idea about any of these things at all.
What have they done to this place? Just look. Just look. What have they done to this place?
I wanted us to have a happy life. But my life is just like a lie. It's a bitter fruit that's rotten. What should I have told you? Should I say my brother's a drug dealer? A
A two-bit drug dealer.
You should have told me. You should have told me. Were you mute? Were you dead? What's wrong with you?
I wanted to fix it myself. I thought to myself I'd take care of it without anyone finding out. Did you even ask yourself where Sharam's been the last few days? Did you?
Where is he? Where is he?
He's gone to get some money somehow. Those jerks that wrecked this place, they've given him 1 week. He either has to give back their drugs or give back all their money. Did you know that?
He deserves it. He deserves whatever happens to him. They should have killed him so we'd be rid of him.
Don't talk like that, Sohail. Sohail, don't talk like that. My brother. I've only got this one brother. Help me. I told you from the start. I told you if you want me, Sharam is with me too. Didn't I tell you? Don't I want to have a peaceful life? Don't I want my life to be nice like these pictures they've torn to pieces? To be pretty? What can I do? You have to help me. Help me rescue him.
I don't understand. I don't understand what difference that jerk's presence makes. Having him in our life will just make us worse off, Citra. It's the truth.
Sohail. Sohail. Without Sharam, I can't live with you anymore. If I didn't tell you I made a mistake, forgive me. I only have this one brother. Sohail, for God's sake. You have to help me. If you were me, what would you have done, huh? The poor guy did it out of ignorance. He doesn't get it. He's an idiot, so why me?
Besides you, who could Sohail go and ask for help? What should he have told you? He should have said his brother-in-law was a drug dealer. No one helped him out. He was forced to. He was forced to do it for me.
You talked and I listened. My answer's the same. Sohail has to be punished.
I thought if you knew the truth, you would change your mind. But it seems that I've made a mistake. It seems those in need are always left alone. Goodbye now.
How much do you owe?
Well, Sohail paid off a part of it with the factory's money. There's 3 or 4 million tomans left.
Get the thought of Sohail being freed out of your head. But I can help you out with regard to your brother's debt. I have a lot of influential friends. If you give me their names, they'll be arrested in 24 hours.
That way we'll be on the run from them for the rest of our lives. I don't want it. Goodbye.
Hold on. I'll give you a loan, but there's a condition.
What condition?
Sit down.
Sure.
What's going on? Calm down. Let him go! Wait here for a few moments and I will call her.
Thanks a lot.
Miss Firuzanpar, that lady wants to see you now.
Thank you very much.
Hello. What's your name?
Bahar. How interesting. All of a sudden, a girl named Bahar comes after her long-lost aunt, who, after 20 years, all of a sudden, everyone's thinking of her. Bezard, Hesam, and now you. What for?
When I found out that somewhere in the city I've got an aunt, I became very happy. Also, I wanted to ask you a question. Is it true that my father stole his sister's inheritance?
Let's suppose that's the case. So what?
If it is the truth, I won't give up until I've gotten what belongs to you from him.
What are you talking about, girl? A few days ago, your father had come after me. The same person as before, arrogant and selfish. And you want to get what's mine from him? Get up. Get up and go back to your own life.
Forgive me. I swear, I had no idea my father had come after you. And with regard to whatever he said to you, I apologize for it. The truth is, me and my sister Negar would really like to have a relationship with you. Of course, if we're not a nuisance. Why don't you come to our house someday? My mother would be really happy to see you.
But, my darling, why on earth should I come to your house? For your father to say whatever he wants to me again? Look here, my girl. It's taken a long time for me to learn that my lot in life is to be alone. Why do you want to ruin my peace and calm? Yes?
Miss Feruzanfar, excuse me, but Ahmad Karimi is not feeling well and the school nurse is away on vacation. Should I get a taxi and send him to the clinic, or should I tell him to go home?
What happened, Ahmad? What happened to you, darling?
Ma'am, permission. My throat hurts and my face feels hot.
It seems as though he's got a fever.
Excuse me, Aunt. If you'll allow it, I can take a look at him.
Are you a doctor?
Yes. I'm about to finish being an intern.
Ma'am, is she your niece?
Yes.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know who you were.
It's no problem. Well, does your body hurt as well?
No.
Did you have breakfast?
No.
Take a deep breath. Do it again.
When I take a deep breath, it burns right here.
Do it again. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue.
I wanted you to come here so I could tell you that this case isn't going to get anywhere because of a lack of sufficient evidence, and we won't be able to go forward with it.
But I've got your witnesses.
Mr.
Feruzanfar.
Yes, Mr. Feruzanfar. Your first witness, Mr.
Kasemi, Dilawar Kasemi.
Mr. Dilawar Kasemi, who we haven't even been able to talk to in order to see if what he says has any legal bearing or not. And your second witness, Mr.
Khurram.
Sohail Khurram. First of all, he's under arrest. And secondly, according to Article number 155 of the Criminal Code, his testimony, because of the fact that he stole it from your uncle's factory, isn't of any worth.
Miss Nikar, you should have told me this right from the start.
My dear Mr. Feruzanfar, I told you right from the very first day that until I conducted the necessary investigation into this matter, I can't move forward with your case. And the money that you've paid us up till now has been for expenses for investigating into this matter.
But, well,
a solution has occurred to me that could be to your benefit. I can see your uncle and make a suggestion to him to offer to pay you the difference for the lands in Sadat Abad, which will be a considerable amount of money. And this matter could be put to rest.
Look, Miss Nikar, I'm not after the money. If I were, I would have married my uncle's daughter, taken over my uncle's factory, and all my financial problems would have been solved. I'm only after finding out the truth about my father's death.
Unfortunately, with regard to that, there's nothing I can do to help you. I don't know about other attorneys, but I simply can't.
Very well. But you can be sure, Mr. Nikar, that I won't give up. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Nikar, forgive me for asking, but do you really think there's no hope for proving his allegations?
Ms. Azania, there are still many things you have to learn. And not in a university or in a notebook or sitting behind a school desk, but on the streets, in the fights that happen between people on the street, in going up and down the steps of the courthouse. That's where you still have to learn many things.
Excuse me, but I don't understand what you mean.
Listen to me, Mrs. Zania. Being victorious in a legal battle is the best thing that can happen for an attorney. But this case is not an easy victory. Overcome differences between claimant and accused, and getting our attorney's fees. That's the most intelligent solution.
Yes.
When you can go down that path, why should we put them in a path with many dangers and pitfalls, which would in all likelihood take a very long time as well?
What you say is right, but how do you know his uncle is willing to negotiate?
If I didn't know what his uncle was thinking, I wouldn't have gotten rid of the guy.
Ah. So you've already seen his uncle?
Yes, I've seen him.
And then, if Behzad Firouzanfar goes to another attorney, then what?
He won't go. Firouzanfar won't do that, because I've already scared him well. Right now, he's like a horse who has a bit in his mouth and won't move. He bolts and jumps around, knocks his head into the wall until he becomes fatigued. And then, once he's tired, he'll only look straight ahead. He'll see it as a dead end. He'll pick up the phone. I didn't mean a horse, but Firouzanfar. He'll pick up the phone and give us a call. And when he calls, I won't be here, because I'll be on a trip. And you'll tell him he'll have to wait until Mr. Nikar comes back.
What you say is right. There are still many things I have to learn from you.
You will learn. You're going to learn. I have faith in you.
Yes. Can I go now?
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Well, what's up, man? What's up? How's it? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Where did you get that from?
It's part of my attorney's fees.
Stop kidding me. Seriously? Really? Where did you get it from?
It belongs to one of my rich clients. It's on loan.
What do you mean, a rich client, huh?
You don't need to protect my honor. The poor guy's broken his foot, and he's got a few legal matters, so he's lent me his car for a couple of days to follow up on a case for him.
Argavan?
Huh?
You already know I'm an expert at driving.
So what?
What I mean is, let me drive it around the neighborhood so I'll look good in front of the guys, you know? Come on.
No, listen, Sina. If we get a scratch on it, it's going to cost a lot of money. Don't even think
so
about it.
So I won't get a scratch on it?
I said no.
Hey, you're supposed to be a lawyer. You should be ashamed
oh,
of yourself.
I didn't lock it.
Give it to me. Let me try it. If you don't lock it, you know...
The hell you did going after her. Who gave you permission to?
Don't get so upset, man. You'll have a heart attack here.
All you ever do is yell, Father. It wouldn't be bad if you sometimes listened to what others have to say.
Who is this, Aunt? Baha, what's the story?
It has nothing to do with you. Don't you have an exam tomorrow? Go get to your studies.
Why doesn't it have to do with me? Baha's aunt is my aunt as well. Aren't I a part of this family?
When you see that your father is angry with her, don't mention that woman's name.
I just want to know what the truth is. Is that too much to expect?
No, not at all. I want to know.
Very well. So you mean you believe what I tell you to, huh?
Yes, Father. Why wouldn't we believe it?
My dearly departed mother had no idea that my father was secretly living with another woman for 18 years and had a daughter from her named Fatima.
Why in secret?
How should I know? Maybe it was in order not to upset my mother as well as his own relatives. But eventually me and Habib learned about the other wife. We asked him to divorce the woman, but he wouldn't agree to it. I was worried about my mother. The poor thing, she found out she'd die from worry. Until my father had a stroke and become bedridden, Fatima's mother would come to work every day and ask how my father was doing. Eventually, me and Habib decided to go to her house, and with the power of attorney we had from Father, to transfer the house she was living into her name, and also come up with a monthly allowance for her daughter, so that finally she'd stop harassing us. I haven't forgotten anything, have I?
No. That was all of it. The absolute truth.
You mean her entire inheritance was a house and a monthly allowance? Then what about the rest of her share?
What share? Inheritance? Why do you keep saying that you want to? Look here, girl. Even if I want to give anything to Fatima, now is not the time.
Why isn't it the time?
It's because your aunt has become sensitized somewhere else. And if now I give her anything, it means what Behzad's saying is right. It means I'm scared. It means I'm backing down.
But you went to Aunt Fatima after many years and talked to her. What exactly are you so scared of, Father?
What am I scared of? From a family fight that will only hurt ourselves. I'm scared about your future. About them being ashamed. About the judge's decision. About being forced to file a complaint against them as well. I've done good and been hurt in return. They have distorted the truth and have insulted me.
The hell they did, insulting you. You're still the elder of the Faroon Zanfar family. Everyone knows that. Now come and drink this.
I'm not, and I don't want to be.
There you go. Is that what you wanted? Come and have some of this herbal drink, Hesam. I made it for you.
Baha, what did Aunt look like? What was she like? Does she have a husband? How many kids does she have? Nagar, leave it for now and I'll tell you about it later.
Peacefully had 4 goals scored against them in 3 games.
Here, Mother. 3 freshly baked breads.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ah.
Child, you ate half of this again. Who did I prepare dinner for?
Sina, was everything all right with the car?
Yeah, it's just, was the side mirror broken already or did it break while I went to buy bread, huh?
What?
I'm just kidding, man.
Why do you say these things? Oh... It's like we don't have enough problems of our own, and this car of Mr. Davoodi's has become another thing to worry about.
Argavan, you want me to go lay out in front of the car and sleep there all night, huh?
All right, now.
Hey, Argavan. That Davoodi guy, does he have any children? Any daughters? Any sons?
His wife passed away, and all his children are married and living abroad.
Poor thing. A lonely old man, filthy rich, living in a big, fancy house... Must be really hard, right, Homer?
Idiot. Sina!
Hello, hi, good evening. I'm really sorry for calling you this late. The truth is, just like you, I was really shocked at the things Mr. Nakar said today. Of course, he must have his reasons for the things he said. But I thought I should talk to you about this matter.
In fact, I wanted to talk to you as well, Mrs. Anya. But I'm really upset with you. I didn't think at all that you had abandoned me like this.
But it's just...
It was because of my trust in you that I went forward. It wasn't right to abandon me like this.
Look, I have a suggestion for you.
Where could we possibly see each other?
Is your law firm all right?
No, somewhere besides our firm. But don't misunderstand me. This is a business meeting.
Very well. So why don't I give you a call tomorrow and we'll arrange the time and place?
Good night to you.
Good night, goodbye.
Homer, dear, put aside your work for now. It's time for dinner.
Sure. Agavan? Who was it?
One of my clients, Feruzanfar.
How old is this guy?
Who?
Who? Me. You know, that Davoodi guy.
Homer?
What is it?
It's a good thing you're a seamstress. These type of people don't fit us.
Oh, why do you think the worst whenever I say something? Anyhow, what's wrong with us? We're great.
He should wish he could have us.
Hmm? Let me see, Homer. With your expectations, are you really all that yourself?
I swear, I'll beat the hell out of you, Sina. Hold on!
No, Mother!
Get back
no!
Here, you
don't!
Jerk.
Don't! No! No!
Don't hit him!
Don't hit him!
Don't hit him! Don't hit him! Careful! Don't hit him! Careful!
Stop it! Ow! Ah!
کدوم خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس هایی که دامن گیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش سوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن